Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Kelayim and Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Herna Shamash Rav and Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Basar Gito and Danila Eliezer Inspire Rachel they should be gebenched with Zer Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now if you remember, in the previous Mishnah, we said, let's say a person had planted his field with wheat, and then he decided that he wants to plant barley. All he has to do is wait for the wheat to start taking root, then he can uproot it, it's not going to grow anymore, and then he can plant barley. Now this Mishnah tells us that that doesn't work with every type. Let's say his field was planted with kanbas oiluf. He's not allowed to plant on top of them, meaning he can't wait for them to take root, then uproot it, and then plant something else. Why is that? Because it's very possible that some of this kanbas oiluf isn't going to grow for another 3 years. It could take a total of 3 years for kanbas oiluf to grow. So even though some of it started growing and you uprooted that, that doesn't mean that all of that which you had planted started growing, and it's possible it's going to start growing even a year or two or three down the line. That's why the Mishnah says, once you planted kanbas oiluf, you have to wait a total of 3 years until you plant something else in this field. And now the Mishnah moves on to describe a different issue with kelayim. As we mentioned briefly in the beginning of the Masechta, not only is planting kelayim asur, but maintaining it, leaving it there, is also asur, even though you might not have planted it. Now we're going to learn about situations where kelayim began growing, but since it's detrimental to the other plants growing, it's bad for the other plants. You don't want it there, so there's no asur to leave it, because it's clear to everyone that you didn't want it to be growing there, and therefore you for sure didn't plant it. The Mishnah tells us, Tevua sha'alu basfiche istes. You have grain growing, you have some wheat growing, let's say, and then Sfiche Istis started growing. Istis is a plant that you can take the dye called indigo. Indigo is a bluish type of dye, and that comes from this plant called istis. And one day you walk into your field, and your wheat's growing nicely, and you see some istis growing. Now, why would istis be growing? That's because the year beforehand you planted istis, some of the seeds dropped on the ground as you were harvesting it, and they started growing on their own. Or, v'chein mekayim agronus, you have the threshing floor. The threshing floor is where they would bring all their grain and different types of produce, and they would process it on this ground. Sha'alu b'hen minin harbe. Many different species started growing here. Wheat, barley, oats, rye, spelt, different stuff started growing here. That's because you process all this type of stuff on this threshing floor, and you're not able to gather every single wheat kernel and every single barley kernel every time you thresh there, so there's going to be wheat and barley that's left there, and it grows by itself. Or, v'chein tilton, you have fenugreek. Fenugreek is F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, and it's some sort of legume, it's a kitneous, which is usually fed to animals. And what happened by this fenugreek? Shehel aminei tzmachim, different grasses were growing among it. The Chachamim don't tell this fellow that he has to uproot everything that's growing here. And why is that? Because in every one of these situations, the thing that's growing is bad for what he really wants to be growing. He wants wheat to be growing. He wants grain to be growing. He doesn't want this istis, this indigo plant, to be growing there. It ruins his wheat. He wants his threshing floor to be completely empty. He doesn't want anything to be growing there, or else he can't thresh there. And he wants his fenugreek to be growing by itself without any grasses. So since it's obvious to everyone that he doesn't want this to be growing there, he doesn't have to uproot it, because no one thinks that he planted it there. However, imni keshe kisach, if he did uproot some of it, or if he cut some of it down, imrim lai, then we tell him, akar sakol, you have to uproot everything, chutz mimen echad, except for one type. Since he cut down or uprooted some of it, he's showing that that which he didn't cut down and which he didn't uproot is obviously something that he wants to be there. Then it looks like kelayim, it looks like he wants it to be there, and the chachamim say, in that scenario, you have to uproot everything. And Mishnah Vav continues on, teaching us how it's possible that a person could plant two different types, two different species in his field, without it looking like kelayim. The Mishnah tells us, haroitza lase sadehu meshar meshar mikol min. Someone who wants to make his field different rows of many different types. So as long as he leaves a space in between the beginning of the row, it doesn't look like kelayim, because it's very clear that he's trying to keep them separated. Now, how wide does that space have to be? Beis Shammai says, Shloisha telamim shel patiach. It has to be as wide as three rows of the plow when he's plowing for patiach. Patiach means opening up. When he opens up the ground, he starts plowing it fresh. The ground is hard and dry, and he's going through the first plowing of this field. So the width of three rows of such plowing, that's how wide he has to leave in between these two different types that are growing. Now, Beis Hillel says, Malai ha'oil ha'sharayni. The space he has to leave in between the beginning of the rows is the width of the oil, the yoke that they use in Sharon. And the Mishnah tells us, Ukraivin divri elu lios kedivri elu, their Beis Sham and Beis Hillel are both saying basically the same thing. They're not really arguing it too much. According to both Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, the space in between the rows is more or less the same. Now, it's important to note is that this space doesn't have to go along the entire length of the row. Let's say your row is 20 amas long. There doesn't have to be this space in between the entire length of these 20 amma rows. As long as the beginning of the row starts out with this space in between it, this space is about 2x2 ammas, even though a little bit further down the row, it starts slanting a little bit inward, and there's less than 2 ammas in between the rows, it's not a problem. It's clear to everyone that you're not trying to plant these things together, because at the beginning of the row, there's this very significant space in between the different types. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zion and Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.